What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swords, and Bill Bush on early break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The Co.
There we go.
Now we're back.
At Concrete Industries.
Concrete.
Precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEPCOinc.com. We had some special visitors during the break.
My
wife came by to drop off some diapers for the diaper drive we have going on till tomorrow.
Diaper drive, and then saw Jake in that quarter zip.
Yeah.
With the sleeves.
Why did you put the sleeves down?
What happened? Yeah.
Did she tell you to put them down?
No, she did not say to put them down.
What are you doing with your sleeves up?
That's what we do at home.
That's our thing.
That's our thing.
What's wrong with you? No. It's not why the sleeves are down. But
we play the elevators.
Carly.
We play the elevators.
We did get another visitor.
We play the Neville brothers.
And we put your sleeves up.
We also had a visitor, Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters.
Boyk!
Brought us this incredible plate. She said they made this for 12 straight hours yesterday.
Not family. Just that plate.
Well, they
well, not, yeah, the, I mean,
other plates.
Yes, yeah, all it these didn't items. Take 12 hours to make the one plate. You're right. They came away with like 100 plates.
Yeah, 100 plates.
To give out. And we this got their, one.
And we're talking about, you know, we got peanut brittle in here. We've got the dipped. A pretzel.
Is there lemon bars on there?
There's Divinity.
Divinity right
old
here.
Old school candy.
Yeah. The kiss cookies.
Is there
the
lemon
kiss
bars? Cookies.
I don't see lemon bars.
Thank you. I'm glad there's not.
But there's a lot of things. There's a lot of,
I don't really like lemon
pretzels.
Bars.
Pretzels.
Love lemon.
Thank you to Boyk Farm Outfitters and Carly for the team.
And her mom's name?
Teresa.
Teresa will storm the court with Jake on an away game. Teresa goes to away games. Mom does.
Mother Teresa.
Yes, and she said she would storm the court with me if Nebraska wins their first tournament game. We'll both gladly go to jail, and then you'll
You're
get bailed.
You
don't go to jail. I don't think. What if all of a sudden Jake's cuffed?
I expect to be cuffed.
Jake was going to. He's going to risk confinement.
You're not going to get arrested
for storming the court for a tournament game.
Do they arrest?
I could see that be some problems there. It's not really something you do in the tournament. Fans rush the court.
Yeah.
You ever seen that before in the tournament?
Not a
fans
lot.
Rush the court. Doesn't happen. They don't let it happen.
After Jimmy V, when they won it,
sure.
There was a major court storm.
Then what?
That was.
They kind of shut it down after
How about that one? There'll never be a scene like that again at
Jimmy
the end
v
of the game.
Around with his
Jimmy
mouth
V
open.
Running around. Didn't know. Couldn't even find anybody to hug. Right. Didn't even know what to do.
That was a better time.
Guy shot an air ball, caught it, dunked it, and they win the natty. Unbelievable. Remember, I was watching it. It was in Albuquerque.
Sidney Lowe.
I was watching the game with my mom. It was on a Monday night.
Where was Ron?
He was at some sort of a conference, they would get together like with whatever, like the East Husker conference coaches get together, probably voting on like all conference players or something going on at that time is what I would guess.
We don't know who caught that ball and dunked it. We should.
Was it Charles? It was number 43. I believe it was number 43 for NC State.
I don't know for
Start
sure.
Start talking.
Yes.
Well, I would tell you this in the meantime. I was talking to our friend Brian from Super Saver out here during the
Brian,
break,
yes.
He's like, I've never heard of Coy Bacon either. The guy's about the same age as you guys. I've never heard of Coy Bacon. He said, the stats you laid out were incredible. Never heard of the guy.
I 100% haven't heard of him. And there were defensive players we heard of back then.
Oh, yeah. If you'd named him, I'd be like, oh, yeah, heard of him.
Heard of him.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. Too Tall Jones.
You name them all, you know everybody.
Someone's saying, but Lorenzo Charles, the player for NC State.
I went, yep.
Started going back and forth.
Wait a second. Was it? That was Lorenzo Charles.
I had it right.
Okay, so Lorenzo Charles was the man who
caught
the
ball. And I believe he's RIP now.
He is?
Yes.
I don't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know it was Lorenzo Charles. But that makes sense.
The most amazing part of that run was they had to win the ACC tournament just to get into the tournament. They were not getting in. They were not an at-large team. They had to win out.
I think they were near 500.
So they won, like, whatever, their last 10 games. Yeah.
It was an epic.
You know, we're approaching something very odd for basketball, by the way, for Nebraska, on this storm you know, court storming topic. You can't really storm the court now if you're 15th in the country. You know, if you beat Michigan State on January 2nd, it's not an upset. Even if they're like ranked 8th, you're 15th.
Storm it.
You think still storm?
Still storm.
That sets the precedent.
We've not won a game in the tournament. Storm.
Yeah, I think you throw out the ranking in that conversation. I think.
That's just, you know, further proof that, hey, this team's really freaking good.
When they beat Purdue, number one Purdue, there was a court storm.
And deservedly so. Right. Nebraska was not ranked. That was a huge
different
upset.
Situation.
This is you know, a top 15 team versus a top 10 team.
I was just thinking of recent court stormings. That was one. Has there been some since then?
Since Purdue.
Since
I don't know if there was one since Purdue.
I don't think so. That's the last one I can remember.
But when you're the favorite, I mean, obviously you can't storm the court. So,
well, wait a second.
Michigan State might be your last chance,
disagree with your statement. Obviously, you can't storm. I think you can.
As the favorite?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Yeah, I believe
you can.
I mean, you can.
Like, if I'm Duke, no. But when you've never won a game in the tournament.
Well, that's fine. The tournament, I'm fine.
I'm saying, what I'm saying is, you don't have this history of like,
my overthinking
we've been, yeah, we've been there. So, we're 15th now. We don't do this. No, let's still have some energy.
So much into that ranking.
Someone's saying that Nebraska stormed the court the week after the Purdue game. They beat Wisconsin at home that same year. Back to back weeks of
they
court
stormed it after that. Really?
That was, 2 years ago? Yeah. That was when the team went to the tournament that season.
Okay.
Tominaga and Bryce.
No, you can storm Jawan. If you beat Michigan State, especially if it's an epic finish. I don't, Bill, now hold on. If you just kind of win by 12 and you are up most of the second half, do you storm it then?
I bring this up on field stormings. It's got to be somewhat a little bit epic. Mm-hmm. If Nebraska's up 26, you know, it's kind of, and you've subbed out and you're kind of winding the clock down, you're not storming.
No.
It's got to be an
kind
epic.
Kind of epic, yeah.
When you, or a build up to it type of a thing. Like the one that happened in Virginia. When that one happened,
that was the most epic.
But it was like they thought they had it won way ahead of time. Then it got held up. Then it went. It just kept going. That's what built up the more anticipation to it.
Virginia beat
Florida State.
Florida State. FSU went the wrong way, and Virginia had a really good season.
Yes,
could have won the ACC, but lost to Duke with their 7-5 record,
which is the crazy part. Because if you're the ACC, you're like going the errors that were made in the tiebreaker system.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
There was five teams that were tied, and Duke won out on whatever the whole concept was. Or it should have just been like, how about highest ranked team? It would have been Miami going against Virginia, and that would have been a lot better.
This happened in the Big Ten in 2012, but it's because of major situations. Of course, Wisconsin finished third that year. Yeah.
Remember a couple of those years, when Bielema went to the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Like that. It was because Ohio State and somebody else was not eligible. Well,
So 2012, Nebraska beat Wisconsin here in Lincoln, and they were the favorite going in this game. Wisconsin was 7-5 entering the Big Ten title game because Penn State couldn't go because of Sandusky, all this stuff happened there, and then in Tattoo Gate at Ohio State with Jim Tressel. Yeah. So those two teams were ahead of Wisconsin, but they could not go to the title game. So that was your best chance to break the streak of not winning a conference title. Nebraska gave up 70 points that game.
That's when you talk about...
No big deal.
When you think about how lives are changed, is they talk about different times. I'm like, well, your quarterback was hurt. No one cares. No one talked about that Bielema was the Big Ten champion and that the teams, they wouldn't even have made the championship game because teams were ineligible.
Nope.
Doesn't come up.
They just won.
They just won. They were in the Rose Bowl. That's all they remember.
Yep.
That's it.
They don't go back and say,
asterisk on this. Nope. Yeah. Nope. That's just what it is.
No, that's a good.
And that can change your life. Bielema's life changed. They're 7-5. They win. Big Ten champion. They're going to the Rose Bowl. It's like, you imagine that? That's a big deal.
It is.
That's a pay increase. That's a contract.
He won three straight.
Yeah.
Big Ten titles.
Jeez.
No big deal. Hmm. Brett Bielema.
That's a flex.
You know, we didn't mention this either.
A flex.
That is. Talking about victories, we didn't mention Bud Crawford calling it quits, 42-0 record, retiring yesterday.
I don't have any intel on it. I was just a little out of the blue. Now, a lot of times boxers retire to unretire. Yep. I don't know. Bud doesn't strike me as that type of guy. He's retired undefeated.
42-0.
If someone said, what would you like? I'd like to see him stay retired. Yeah. There's always to see him box again. I understand that part. But what you don't want to have is a couple unretirements and you finish up 42-2 or something. I like the undefeated pound for pound. What do you have? Five championships, five different belts?
I
thought it was five different. Maybe I'm wrong on that. And again, he's 38. That's a lot. But what he's done is accomplished. I mean, he's going to go down as one of the all-time greatest fighters ever.
There was a period where he was regarded as the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. From Omaha.
Yeah, five division champion. You're right. Five division champs for Bud Crawford.
So when you do say there's nothing else to really prove, he is accurate. But it is hard now. It's hard to walk away. It's really hard. You see people now you get disheveled pretty fast when you're missing out on that, what you have to do every day.
What if Jake Paul comes at him and says, we'll pay you $100 million?
Yes. Hey, listen to that.
That's what I mean. That's why, listen, as somebody who's followed boxing all throughout my life, guys retire to unretire. It happens all the time. They retire four times.
I'm saying Sugar Ray Leonard was like four to five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, will Bud do it? Now, Bud is a little different type of guy. This might be it. This could be it for him. But I'm serious, though. What if Jake Paul would say?
I think he'd
those guys. To Jake Paul fights, you get $50 million.
That's a lot of money. That is some big-time dough.
You say, I don't need that? I mean,
I think you listen to that at pretty much any time it's out there.
It would not upset me if you listened. I would not be like going, what are you doing? I'd be like going, I kind of see what you're doing.
I'd like to hear Alex weigh in on this. Alex would have the best take of all. I have.
Would Cashton have any sort of a take?
No, probably not, but Alex would. He would have a good take on it. I'll have to get that.
Only Manny Pacquiao and Oscar De La Hoya have claimed more world titles and more weight classes than Bud Crawford.
Manny Pacquiao.
Think of the two names you just said.
Those are Pacquiao and De La Hoya. No big whoop. Those guys are... Everyone knows those names.
Bud. Never left.
No.
Always been, he's always been, home is Omaha. I like that about him. And, my God, he's unbelievably good. He would have been good, Bill, in any of those eras that we watched. He would have been right there with those guys that.
What if all of a sudden that was one of the matchups, like.
Agler.
Hitman Hearns.
Yeah, Hearns versus Bud.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. He would have. Yeah, absolutely. He could have beat Hearns.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he could have beat Sugar Ray.
That's probably the only thing that is you wish he was in a different era.
How about Bud versus Roberto Duran?
Think about that. Yeah, because
Bud versus Roberto Duran.
When we grew up, Jake, there was no, it was all boxing. So that's all there was. That's all we watched.
But first Hitman Hearns.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Bud versus Wilfredo Benitez.
Yeah, you couldn't imagine.
You know, I mean, it was, yeah. That would have been incredible. But he would have, see, that the point being, he would have been just fine. He would have been just fine.
100. Yeah. But those careers were made off of the opponents they matched up with.
Hagler.
Yeah, when you saw, like, Hagler Hearns.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you should just Google Hagler Hearns or YouTube Hagler Hearns. It's like the epic round you'll ever see. Hey. And just listen to the crowd. Yeah, that's.
I'll do that. Well, it sounds good. I'll check
was that sarcasm?
That wasn't. That wasn't sarcasm.
No, was that sarcasm?
That was not sarcasm.
If, if you took sarcasm at Steve, it's gonna. I'm gonna take.
No, I was. Yeah. I was being real.
Because that is real.
I'd love to watch that. I'd like to see what the
crowd
was like.
You'll be freaked out.
I want to see big crowds like that.
Anyway, Bud, I'm glad you brought up.
Yes, 42-0, Bud Crawford. Like you said, you know, pound for pound king in boxing.
See, some people in this market are gonna say, so he's not gonna fight at Memorial Stadium. What if they could arrange a fight? Would he come out of retirement? Right?
Probably. I mean,
if someone would agree to do it.
When Bud can do it every once.
Yeah, and nobody's going to say he
retired. I will pass zero judgment. He could come out of retirement when he's 60. And I'm like going, sounds good to me.
Let's watch.
For what he's done and how he's carried himself throughout his whole career, incredible.
So, Paul says, better times when boxing was on broadcast networks on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, yeah. Sanderson is weighed in.
Sanderson, yeah, he's chimed in here too. Sanderson says Hearns Hagler was the greatest 3-round fight ever.
Yeah, it was short, so it won't take you long.
I do want to watch that.
Yeah, it'll freak.
Where
you out.
Where was it at? You know,
I gotta be in Vegas, right?
Vegas.
All those fights were in Vegas. Most of the fights were in Vegas. You should watch it.
Okay. Approximate year on that?
Bill.
Who was the one?
Year.
Hearns Hagler.
I'd say it's 70s, right?
No, it's in the 80s.
You think it was like 82, 83?
It's in the 80s. It's in the 80s.
Better times.
Thank you. The best times. When we come back,
boxing discussion.
When we come back, I have a factoid about Nebraska ball that you won't believe.
Okay.
Okay.
That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.